I'm as excited to be here as all of you are, which is obviously very, very excited. Day after Simchas Torah with the Akofis and all of the songs of Yom Tov, the Chag still in our ears and our hearts, hopefully. Someone once came to Rav Mendel Kaplan, Zechut Tzadik Livracha. He was a great, great Rebbe, a great Mechanech. And he asked him, it was right after Yom Tov, and he said, Rebbe, how was your Yom Tov? So he said, I don't know. Strange answer. I'll tell you why he said that, hopefully, at the end. Someone remind me if I forget. We know that Sukkot is 7 days. So, it's a good question. How come it's 7 days? Maybe seven on Ani Akavid, that's around in Klal Yisrael, six on all directions, and one that went in front of them. You can say whatever thoughts you want, seven Ushpizin. I don't know if that's why there are 7 days, but there. But after the 7 days are over, we start a new holiday. And the holiday is called Shmini Atzeres. Good. Shmini Atzeres. We have another name. We call it Simchas Torah. And Chutz Laaretz, it's 2 different days. And Eretz Yisrael, it's all the same day. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. The Medrash says, very interesting reason why we have Shmini Atzeres. Really, Sukkot is over. At the end of Hoshana Rabbah, Sukkot is over. It's done. We should have Yeshiva on Monday. So, what's the pshat that we have Shmini Atzeres and the Chutz Laaretz? We have 2 days. So the Medrash says, Moshel and Melech Shezimein Esbonav, who was a king who invited his children. They lived far away and they all came home for the holiday season. So they were there for a long time and they spent a lot of time together and they did stuff together and they enjoyed each other's company. And then it came the time of departure. And the king said, please, it's so hard for me that you're leaving. It's so hard for me that you're all going back in different directions, going back. Ikfuli, stay one more day. Make for me a small suda. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we spent so much time together. Really, beginning Rosh Chodesh El, we blew shofar, and we said L'David, and then we said Slichos, then we had Rosh Hashanah, and the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, and Tashlich, and then all the Aseres made Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and Kaparos, and the whole Avodah of Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot in the Sukkah with the Dalin Minim, and now it's over. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, it's so hard for me that you're leaving. Stay one more day. So there's no Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz. Many people, most people eat in the Sukkah, but that's because of Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. Nobody eats in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. There's no more Dalit Minim. It's just a day to celebrate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shmini Atzeres is about. Anybody have a very obvious question on the mushal of the Medrash? Anybody have a question on it? The king says, it's so hard for me that you're leaving. Stay another day, and then you'll leave. Anybody have a question on that?
He's going to stay at the end of the next day.
The next day! He's going to want them to stay again. What does it help? If anything, it makes it worse. Spend another day together, and you spend another day just rejoicing in each other's company. How does that help? Anyways, the word is inevitable. Inevitable means it's going to happen. There comes a time where everybody has to go home. Look, we're back here in school. Life goes on. It's Isruchak. We don't say Tachron because the Yom Tov is still fresh in our minds. But it has to happen. So what's the point of pushing it off another day? So the answer must be that there's something about Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah which makes it that we don't really ever leave. That we have a way to hold on, to stay connected to the king. And the truth is that there are two things that happen on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. What are the things that happen on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah that give us the ability to stay connected, that we really don't have to leave? Because Baruch Hu says, it's so hard for me that you're leaving. I don't want you to leave. Stay another day. And in that day will be the secret to staying close to Hashem. Yaakov? Simchas Torah. Beautiful. We danced with the Torah. We took out the Sefer Torah and we danced. And we showed how precious it is to us and how special it is to us. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty Charlie horse. A little bit regular horse. If you see me going around the stables today, you'll know why. Because we spent so much energy in Simchas Torah. So Hashem is telling us, don't leave. Dance with the Torah. And then, well, you can't dance with the Torah every single day. But today, you're going to open your Gemaras, Chumash, Navi, Mishnayos. we're still connected. We're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to leave behind. We don't have Dalet Minim. We don't have the mitzvah of Sukkah anymore. But we have that connection to Hashem through Torah. Now let's see who's really Shah. Rav Matisyahu Salomon Shlita says that there's another connection to Hashem. There is something else that happened over the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which affords us a connection to Hashem. Yamin? Another chance to do mitzvahs? It's a nice answer. Actually, if a person didn't bring the karbanos, or a person didn't finish the meals, according to one opinion, okay, but there's something else. Well, that's only in Chutz Laretz because of what we call Sveika Diyoma. Something else. Something else. All right, Eitan. Tfilas Geshen. We benched Geshen, which is why we started saying Mashiva Ruach Merida Geshen. And if you forget Mashiva Ruach Merida Geshen, then what's the halacha? You have to repeat Shemon Esrei. If you already finished the first, that bracha. But we do not yet say the same Talumata. That's not until December 4th this year. And Mara. So a few more weeks of saying the same bracha. Don't make that mistake. But here we already began saying Mashiv Ruach. Here, everywhere. In Eretz Yisrael, they already started saying Talumata. When we go to Eretz Yisrael now, and it becomes a little bit of an interesting situation, because they started saying Talumata. But here in Chutz Laretz, we say the same bracha. So how does that help? So Rav Matisyahu Salomon says, we can't appreciate the power of rain. Because rain, water, comes from the faucet. You turn on the faucet and there's rain. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not so simple. And really in the whole world, it's not so simple. Even California, the last few years, has been a major drought. If there's no water, there's no life. There's nothing. Oh, we'll drink apple juice. Well, you have no apples if there's no water. Oh, we'll eat meat. You don't have cows if they die because there's no water. Water is the source of life. And Gemara in Tanna says that there are four things HaKadosh Baruch Hu held on to the keys. He didn't give them to Malachim. Everything else is controlled by Malachim. Hashem empowered them. One of those things is rain. Three things. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give that capability over to the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself holds the key to rain. So when a person feels that they need HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, which rain is the primary thing in this world, that there's nothing more important than rain. What does it say? Who knows? In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bereishis. Parsha's Bereishis, which spans over 1,000 years. We go from the year zero to the year past 1,000, all the way to Noah. In 1 week, and you only have 3 days this year to do the Parsha. Some years we only have less. What does it say about rain? What was the first thing that happened in the world? Anybody know? No, that wasn't yet. Mabul was soon. After that, something about water. No, something about water. Ve'ed yale min ha'aretz. Anybody know what that means? Someone told me, a neighbor of mine told me over Sukkot that he went with a bunch of friends up to on a trip when he was in Eretz Yisrael a bunch of years ago. Said a bunch of bachram, they got there in the middle of the night. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning up in Tveria. And they were too cheap to rent out a room of a hotel room. It was a hostel. These cheap rooms. They were too cheap to rent it because if you get in the middle of the night, you have to pay for two in order to stay there the next day. So they just decided they're going to camp out on the field outside till the next morning, and then they'll go get their room. So 3 o'clock in the morning, sprinkler systems go on. They all got showers outside. The Pasuk says, Ve'ed yalem in aretz.
Fish.
Nope. No, something else.
Water came from the ground.
Ed means a mist. It came up from the ground. How come? So the Pasuk itself tells us why. Ve'odom ayin lavo de sadama, because there was no man yet to be oved, to work the land. Anybody know what Rashi says on that? What does that mean, to work the land? To daven for rain. There was no one to daven, so it didn't rain. Because the way things work in this world is that tefillah makes the world go round, makes things happen. We don't see it necessarily, but sometimes we do. And Matisyahu says that that's the idea. And on Shemini Atzeres, Hashem says, it's so hard for me that you're leaving. Daven for rain. It's not just, we think because, you know what? The whole sukkah is we don't want to daven for rain. It's not even davening for rain, it's mentioning rain. We don't want to mention rain because we don't want it to rain, because it's sukkah. So Shemini Atzeres already, it's the last day. It's already in Eretz Yisrael, they're already sitting inside. So, okay, today we'll mention it. Matisyahu says, no. It's on purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it's so hard for me that you're all leaving. Daven for rain. That will remind you that you need to stay connected to me. So we have two avenues of connection, two primary avenues of connection. Torah and tefillah, both of which we are doing this morning. But I want to share with you, then we'll dismiss the breakfast, I want to share with you a great story. Beautiful story that I saw over Yom Tov. From Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Novich. It says the story as follows. Someone once came to the Stipler. The Stipler Gaon, Chaim Kanievsky, today, from the Gedolei Hador, was his father. He is his father. The Stipler Gaon. Stipler Gaon was an unbelievable tzaddik, a Yori Shemayim. It was scary to be in his presence. Some of my Rabbeim told me that it was scary. I never had the schus to be in front of him, but it was scary. He was a little bit hard of hearing. He had to like scream into his ear. Sometimes he would scream at people for different reasons. But he was a great and holy man. People came to him anyway because it was worth it because he was such a holy person. Someone once came to him, as many people did, and asked him and said that he was married for years and years and years and years and he was not zochet to children. Wasn't blessed with children. So he asked for a bracha for children. So the disciple gave him a bracha. He should be zochet, he should have children. So he said, he says, Rebbe, I've been to many tzaddikim, I've gotten many brachas, I still don't have children. I need the Rav to guarantee me, to promise me that I'm going to have a child. At which point the Stipler started screaming at him. I should promise you, what am I, Hashem? I promise you children. How can I promise? I don't know. I don't give promises. What am I, a Rebbe? I do miracles. I don't do miracles. I don't know from nothing. I gave you a bracha. I can't give you a promise. But this person had been through so much pain and so much suffering that he did something which I don't know how many people had the guts to do. He stood his ground. And he said, I'm not leaving. The people in the room were trembling. The family members were trembling. Never saw such a thing. He said, I'm not leaving until you promise me. So the Stipler wanted to go back to his learning. That's what he did. That's what he did most. He said, learn Torah. He wanted to go back to his Gemara. And this person would not leave. So finally, the Stipler sighed and he said, I promise you, I'm maftiach l'chu you a ben zacha. You'll have a son. So the man beamed. Turned into simcha. He got a bracha. Not a bracha. He got a haftacha. A promise from a tzaddik. He was beaming. He left the house. A few months later, 10 months later, 11 months later, whatever it was, he had a son. Just like the Stipler promised. So he told his father that is going to give the Stipler to be the tzaddik. Tzaddik is the one who holds the baby. It's a very, very big kibbutz. Very big honor. The one who holds the baby at the bris. Considered a tremendous, tremendous cover. He said, of course, I'm going to give the Stipler to be the tzaddik. So he said, the father said, what are you talking about? It's my grandson. I'm waiting a long time. I'm going to be the tzaddik. He says, this child only came about because of the haftacha of the Stipler. So he says, I don't know from the Stipler. I don't know anything. All I know is that I'm the grandfather. You know what? We have a question. Who should go to? Let's go to the Stipler and ask him. We'll ask the Stipler who should be the tzaddik. So they come into the Stipler. And he tells him the story, the grandfather. And he says, my son tells me that it's your baby because you are maftiach, it's your haftacha. You promised and that's why your baby was born. Is that true? So the Stipler smiled. And he said, look. He says, I have no idea if it was my haftacha or not. But I want to tell you one thing. He said, your son came in and he was so broken. I wanted him to leave. He didn't want to leave. I gave him a bracha. He wasn't happy with that. He wanted a promise. So I gave him a promise. I promised him. Because I wanted to go back to my learning. So I promised him so he would leave me alone. So he left. Afterwards, I said to myself, Gvalt, what did I just do? I made a promise to someone that he's going to have a son? He said, so I took out a Sefer Tehillim and I said the entire Tehillim all night long. I don't know if it took him all night, but it probably took him most of the night. And I said the whole Sefer Tehillim, davening to Hashem that this person, that your son should be zochet to a child because I gave a promise. But I don't know, what's my promise with? So I said all of Sefer Tehillim. So the father was in awe. He said, I don't know if the Rav's bracha, the Rav's haftacha is what did it or not. But such a person who can take out a Sefer Tehillim and say the entire Tehillim for a person he doesn't know that the other person should have children, he said, I want you to be my grandson, Sonic, instead of me. So there's a lot of beautiful parts of this story. But you know what I thought was the most incredible part of the story? The fact that the Stipler took out a Tehillim and he davened. He said, all of Sefer Tehillim in the schus that someone should have a child. We want things in life. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a good parent. Sometimes we ask, You know, maybe yesterday you asked your parents for a whole bag of candy because, you know, 1,500 wasn't enough. You know, so you wanted a little more, and your parents said no, and you said, you know, you thought they were so mean. Maybe now you're a little more mature to understand that they're not so mean for saying that. By the way, you know who really has the most enjoyment from Simchas Torah, or benefit from Simchas Torah? Your dentist. They're the ones who really benefit the most and make the most money off of you. I think they're the ones who give out the candy on Simchas Torah.
Actually, it's kind of funny because that's what happened.
There you go.
Sure, I had a dentist.
There you go. See? See, there you go. Thank you, Noah. But when we learn, and we daven, which we'll do Be'ez Hashem for the rest of the year, we are keeping the flame of Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah alive. There are boys in this room who can't say their names. You watch them daven, it is an inspiration. It is an unbelievable thing. Many of them have no idea what they're saying, which makes it much harder. We should know a little bit of what we're saying. We should try to work on that. To know here and there a few words, what a bracha is about, what we're saying. But just to watch them is a big inspiration. And to watch people learn is a big inspiration. And that is, in doing so, we can't have all from yeshiva every day, but we can keep the excitement of Shemini Atzeres, of Simchas Torah, of all of Sukkot, of Shoshana and Yom Kippur, without saying Slichos, don't worry. But the excitement and the feeling connected to Hashem through our Torah learning and through our tefillah, we can keep it going the entire year. Have a great day.